nuestro mingui.
Lord, we come to you now, Father.
Tu hai delle persone.
Thanking you, Lord, for your love, mercy, and goodness upon us.
Chuva ko pelo akore hema na fadili.
Lord, we thank you for including us in your family.
Baba, tukukwa kutuchukisha katika familia yako.
Now we're gathered together here today, Lord.
Sasa tumekusanyika hapa siku leo Bwana.
We're gathered together in your name.
Tumekusanyika hapa katika jina lako.
And there's a promise that you said I will be in the midst.
Na umesema kuna ahadi kwamba utakuwa miongoni mwetu.
And I know it's so and we claim it.
Najua kwamba tunaendelea.
Now bless us all together as we look to your word today.
Ukatubarikie pamoja tunapotazama neno lako.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Katika Yesu Kristo tunaomba amina.
I want to read in St. John.
Nataka nisome katika Yohana Mtakatifu.
The second chapter, the third chapter.
Sura ya tatu.
Amen.
Amina.
St. John, the third chapter.
Sura ya tatu ya kitabu cha Yohana Mtakatifu.
And we're speaking today, being born again, of the right seed.
Tunazungumzia leo kuzaliwa tena kwa mbegu inayofaa, kama iliyo halisi.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we're reading now verse 1.
So, aya kwanza.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
Basi palikuwa na mtu mmoja wa Mafarisayo jina lake Nikodemo.
The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him.
Alipomfua Wayahudi huyo alimuja usiku Yesu akamwambia,
Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God.
Rabbi, twajua ya kuwa u mwalimu umetoka kwa Mungu.
For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
Kwa maana hakuna mtu awezaye kuzifanya ishara hizi uzifanyazo wewe isipokuwa Mungu yu pamoja naye.
Jesus answered and said unto him.
Yesu akajibu akamwambia,
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
Amen, amen, nakwambia,
except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Mtu asipozaliwa mara ya pili hawezi kuona ufalme wa Mungu.
Nicodemus said unto him,
Nicodemus akamwambia,
How can these things, or how can a man be born when he is old?
Awezaje mtu kuzaliwa akiwa mzee?
Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?
Aweza kuingia tumboni mwa mamake mara ya pili akazaliwa?
Jesus answers, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
Yesu akajibu, Amen, amen, nakwambia, mtu asipozaliwa kwa maji na kwa roho, hawezi kuingia ufalme wa Mungu.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
Kilichozaliwa kwa mwili ni mwili, kilichozaliwa kwa roho ni roho.
Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again.
Usistajabu kwa kuwa nalikwambia hamna budi kuzaliwa mara ya pili.
The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou cannot. Let me get rid of my glasses just as yet. Yeah. The wind blows where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but thou cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
Upepo uvuma upendako na sauti yake waisikia, lakini hujui uendako wala unapokwenda. Kadhalika na hali yake kila mtu aliyezaliwa kwa roho.
Now Nicodemus asked the question we all want to know.
Nicodemus aliuliza swali ambalo wote tungelitaka kujua.
Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be?
Nicodemus akajibu akamwambia, Yawezaje kuwa mambo haya?
Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things?
Yesu akajibu akamwambia, Je, wewe umwalimu wa Israeli na mambo haya huyafahamu?
Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that which we know and testify that which we have seen, and ye receive not our witness.
Amin, amin, nakwambia kwamba lile tulijualo twalinena na ili lile tuliliona twalishuhudia wala ushuhuda wetu hamukubali.
If I have told you earthly things and thou believest not, how can thou believe if I tell you heavenly things?
Ikiwa nimewaambia mambo ya duniani wala hamsadiki, mwasadiki wapi niwaambiapo mambo ya mbinguni?
Amen. You may be seated.
Continue, amen.
Praise the Lord. Now we begin to talk about being born again.
Napozungumzia kuhusu kuzaliwa mara ya pili.
We're talking about the very basis of Christianity.
Tunazungumzia mambo ya kimsingi ya Ukristo.
You cannot have Christianity or Christ without being born.
Huwezi kuwa Mkristo ama Kristo bila kuzaliwa mara ya pili.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that's one of the things that Jesus was getting over to Nicodemus to begin with.
Hayo ndio mambo Yesu Kristo alikuwa anampashia Nikodema kuanzia.
Because he said you cannot see the kingdom of God.
Kwa sababu alimwambia kwamba huwezi ukauona ufalme wa Mungu.
Except you be born again.
Isipokuwa uzaliwe mara ya pili.
And said if I told you earthly things you didn't receive them, how are you going to receive heavenly things?
Na akasema kwamba kama nimekuambia mambo ya duniani huwezi kuyaamini, itakuwaje kupokea mambo ya mbinguni?
What he was saying, it takes a revelation.
Alikuwa anamaanisha kwamba ni lazima kuwe na ufunuo.
In order to receive heavenly things,
ndiposa upokee mambo ya mbinguni lazima.
We can't receive it just by our natural understanding.
Hatuwezi kupokea tu kwa kufahamu kwa kawaida. Hallelujah.
Now, when we look back all the way back to the Garden of Eden.
Tukitazama kurejea bustani ya Edeni.
The tree of life and the tree of knowledge had to do with bringing life into the world.
Usikize kwamba mtu wa uzima na mtu wa mema, mema na mabaya ulikuwa na jambo kuhusu kuzaa ama kuzaliwa.
And since the first birth was messed up,
kwa sababu kuzaliwa kwa kwanza kulichanganyika,
it made a necessity for a second birth.
Ikawa sasa kuna umuhimu wa kuzaliwa mara ya pili.
Amen. And now that we get a new birth,
sasa tunapata kuzaliwa upya,
the first birth is canceled out.
Sasa kuzaliwa kwa pili kwa kwanza kuna tupiliwa mbali.
Meaning it doesn't matter how we were born or what race.
Kwa hivyo haimaanishi tulizaliwa vipi ni kabila gani sasa, haimaanishi.
But new birth fixes everything.
Kuzaliwa mara ya pili inatengeneza kila kitu katika ulimwengu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amina.
So as we begin to look at this new birth,
tunapoanza kutazama kuzaliwa upya huku,
I heard Brother Brown say once on the tape,
Brother alisema wakati fulani katika kanda,
he said we're birthed into each age.
Alisema kwamba kuna utungu wa kuzaliwa kwa kila kizazi.
So for instance, you take the Lutheran age.
Kwamba ukichukua kwa mfano kizazi cha Luther,
they were birthed from that into the Wesleyan age.
Walizaliwa ndio waingia katika kizazi cha Wesley.
As the more truth came, they were birthed from the Wesleyan age with sanctification under baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Wakati ukweli zaidi uliongezeka wa utakaso, wakazaliwa tena katika kizazi kingine kilichofuata.
And now we've been birthed into the message that the prophet brought.
Na sasa tumezaliwa katika ujumbe wa nabii sasa.
And the stream of revelation continues to flow.
Lakini mfereji wa ufunuo unaendelea kuteremka.
Now we're birthed into a fivefold ministry.
Sasa tunazaliwa katika huduma tano sasa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So we continue to move up with the word.
Kwa hivyo tunaendelea kusonga mbele na neno la Mungu.
Amen.
Now Paul spoke of begetting us.
Paulo alizungumzia kuhusu kutuzaa.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I want to read that and we'll get back to this part. It's in the 1 Corinthians 4th chapter.
Tuende kusoma Wakorintho wa pili sura ya 3.
And here we're going to talk about our Father.
Hapa tunataka kuzungumzia Baba.
The Father of the message for the Gentile bride.
Baba tunataka tukumzungumzie kuhusu Baba wa ujumbe wa wana wa mataifa bibi harusi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Now we're going to begin reading here in 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
Wakorintho wa kwanza sura ya 4 tuanza pale.
And we're going to begin reading verse 9.
Tutaanza kusoma aya ya 9.
Reads like this.
Soma hivi.
For I thank God. For I think that God has set forth us apostles.
Maana nadhani ya kuwa Mungu ametutoa sisi mitume mwisho.
Last as it were appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world and the angels and the man.
Kama watu waliohukumiwa wauawe, kwa sababu tumekuwa tamasha kwa dunia, kwa malaika na wanadamu.
Paul was writing here in respect to the hard life that fell his way.
Paulo alikuwa anaandika haya akiwa na mtazamo wa maisha magumu ambayo alimpata.
First place, God called him to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
Jambo la kwanza, Mungu alimwambia awe mtume wa wana mataifa.
And that put him at odds with the 12 Jewish apostles.
Na hiyo ikamletea shida kati ya mitume.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the 12 Jewish apostles went everywhere preaching the word. The 11th chapter of the book of Acts, it says they went everywhere preaching, but only to the Jews. But when Paul was struck down by a big light from heaven, God said, I'm going to send you to the Gentiles. You'll be a light to the Gentiles. Delivering them from the power of Satan. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To the living God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he brought a message for the Gentile bride.
Hallelujah.
And when he wrote to the Corinthians, he talked about being the father of the message.
Akawaelezea yeye sasa ndiye baba yao watu wa ujumbe wakati huo.
All right, shall we read further?
Wacha tusomeni zaidi hapa mbele, that's right.
Amen. We'll begin in verse 30 here, or verse 10 rather.
Aya 13.
Pardon me if I miss a word or something, and I'll have to get working. The light gets it good, you know. So.
Ya mtanirejea kama nitakosa neno kwa sababu mwanga si mzuri sana.
All right. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised.
Aya, kumi nasema, sisi tuwapumbavu kwa ajili ya Kristo, lakini ninyi ni wenye akili katika Kristo. Sisi tudhaifu, lakini ninyi mna nguvu. Ninyi mna utukufu, lakini sisi hatupati heshima.
Even under this present hour, we both hungry and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place.
Hata saa hii ya sasa, tuna njaa na kiu, tuuchi, twapigwa ngumi, tena hatuna makao.
Paul speaking here in relationship to the hard time he's having.
Paulo azungumzia kwa mtazamo wakati mgumu ambao unamkabili.
But it was ordained of God.
Lakini ilikuwa imeamrishwa na Mungu.
These many things that happened to
Paul.
He said, they're given to me a messenger saying the buffet man.
Alisema kwamba nimepewa mjumbe wa shetani kila wakati wa kunipiga kunirudisha chini.
And he told us why. He said, lest I get exalted.
Na anatuelezea sababu ni kwa nini asije akajiinua.
Because of the abundance of revelation.
Kwa sababu ya wingi ya ufunuo Mungu amempa, anaweza kujiinua, Mungu anamshusha.
So he had some hard roads
to hoe. Kwa hivyo na barabara ngumu ya kutembea.
All right, he continues here.
Anaendelea hapa.
He says here, and verse 12, yes. And labor working with our own hands, being reviled, we bled, being persecuted, we suffered.
Kisha tutaabika tukifanya kazi kwa mikono yetu wenyewe, tukitukanwa, tuwabariki.
Hallelujah. I want to comment on that verse before
we go. You know what was the meaning of that?
Paul speaking of working with their own hands.
Paul has been saying to kufanya kazi na mikono yake.
In my own personal ministry.
Katika huduma yangu mimi mwenyewe.
I've been preaching since in the mid 50s.
Nimeanza kuhubiri miaka ya 50.
I just passed my 70th birthday.
Nijuzi nimemaliza mwaka wangu wa 70.
Amen.
Amen.
that I'm still acting like I'm 16.
Lakini bado niko naanguka mtu anakuwa 16.
But I've always, most of my life, worked in daytime, preached at night.
Yeah, katika huduma yangu nimefanya kazi mchana na ubiri usiku.
Amen. And Paul was a tent maker by trade.
Paulo alikuwa mtu wa kutengeneza hema kwa katika haja kujifunza.
One thing I admire about him, he weren't scared to get his hand dirty working. Sorry. He weren't scared to get his hand dirty working.
Hakuogopa kufanya kazi kwa mikono yake.
When it became necessary to work to supplement his income, he gladly did it.
Wakati ilifika wakati wa kufanya kazi kuongezea mapato yake, alifanya hivyo kwa furaha.
So he weren't one that made a living off preaching the gospel.
Yes, sio mtu ambaye aliishi kwa kuhubiri injili.
Although it's God's plan that we minister gospel, live out the gospel.
Ingawaje ni mpango ya Mungu kwamba wale wanaohubiri injili waishi kwa injili.
But yet we take in consideration the circumstances.
Lakini tena hapa tuzingatia mambo fulani ambayo inaibuka.
The area I live in is a poor area.
Mahali ambapo naishi ni mahali maskini mno.
And people don't make much money.
Watu hawapati pesa mingi.
So why do I just hop out there and work? Not only for myself, but have something to give me.
Na si kwa sababu yangu tu peke yake lakini nipate kitu cha kuapa pia. Amen. Bwana
asifiwe. That's what Paul, he worked with his hands.
Kwa hiyo Paul alifanya kazi kwa mikono yake. Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the kind of man that's our father.
Huyo ndio hesabu ya mtu ambaye ni baba wa wana wa mataifa katika dunia. Amen.
Okay, verse 13.
Hapo na tatu.
Being defamed, we retreat. We entreat. We are made the filth of this world and are the offscouring of all things unto this day.
Tukisingiziwa tuasihi, tunatonywa kama takataka za dunia na tamaa ya vitu vyote hata sasa.
That means Paul didn't have a fleet of Cadillacs.
Inamaanisha Paulo hapo na magari mkubwa kubwa mingi namfuata.
He didn't own many homes.
Hakuwa na maboma mengi.
He didn't own a jet plane to fly around.
Hakuwa na ndege fulani jet ya kupaa nayo.
Nowadays we turn on the TV and see TV preacher.
Hakuwa mtu wa mhubiri wa runinga.
They own jet planes, own vacation homes, and
ambao wako na ndege kubwa na wako na maboma ya kupumzika ya mapumziko.
Always fly first class unless they use their own plane.
Kila wakati anapaa katika
we get the economy rate when we fly.
Sisi huwa tunapanda ile ya kawaida, watu wa kawaida lakini ile ya mwisho.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So Paul was that kind of man.
Paul alikuwa sawa mtu huyo.
What we see in the religious world today is not what we see in Bible.
Kila ambacho tunaona katika ulimwengu siku hizi sio kile ambacho tunaona katika Biblia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, continue in verse 14. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you.
Ziandikia haya ili niwaaibishe, bali kuwaonya nyinyi kama watoto niwapendao.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I want you to watch here. He didn't want them to feel ashamed of their preacher because the Paul worked with his hand.
Anasema hiyo hakutaka wamwaibikie kwa sababu ni mhubiri anayefanya kazi.
Paul suffered a lot of criticism.
Paulo alivumilia, alistahimili kukosolewa kwingi.
Paul was even thrown in jail.
Paulo pia alifungwa.
Paul was beat and thrown out of the city.
Paulo alikuwa anapelekwa anarushwa nje kila mtu.
And even left for dead.
Hata akaachwa kama amepigwa amekufa.
But he got right back up and started preaching the word.
Akaamka endelea kuhubiri injili pia.
Amen.
Amina.
Now I'm talking about a new birth. Something happened to Paul.
Nazungumzia kuhusu kuzaliwa upya. Kuna kitu kilimtendekea Paulo.
Amen.
Paul was on the way to Damascus to persecute the church.
Paulo alikuwa anaelekea Damascus kulitesa.
He was hauling them to prison and persecuted.
Alikuwa anaweka katika kifungo na kuwatesa.
But a big light struck him down.
Lakini mwanga mkuu kamgonga akaanguka.
He got born again.
Akazaliwa mara ya pili.
God began to speak to him.
Mungu akaanza kumnenea.
And he never was the same.
na hakuwa mtu wa zamani ile.
And God said, I'm going to use you, Paul.
Mungu akasema nitakutumia wewe Paulo.
As the apostle to the Gentiles.
Kama mtume kwa wana wa mataifa.
Amen. In Romans 11 chapter verse 13, he said, I am the apostle to the Gentiles. I write it by my own.
Katika Warumi 11:13 anasema mimi mtume wa mataifa naiguza na itukuza afisi yangu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're Gentiles, folks.
Sisi wana wa taifa jamani.
Amen. The Jews are our brethren.
Amen. Sikiza tofauti. Sisi ni wana wa mataifa, Wayahudi ni ndugu. Sikiza.
We love our brothers.
Napenda tuwapenda wa ndugu.
But I want to tell you something.
Nataka niambie kitu fulani.
When I was going with my wife,
nilipokuwa nikisikiza. Nilipokuwa na
nataka mke wangu.
Wakati nilikuwa sasa nataka kumpoza alikuwa rafiki yangu mke wangu alikuwa mchumba.
If I had just continually talk about my brothers.
Na niendelea tu kuongea kuhusu ndugu zangu ndio ndugu yangu. Yule ndugu yangu yule ndugu yangu.
She would say, "Well, how about me?"
Anauliza. Na mimi?
No.
Unaelewa? Amina.
There is a big difference in our brother and our wife.
Sasa kuna tofauti kati ya ndugu wako na mke wako.
Amen. Knows it.
Wangapi wanajua hiyo?
Amen.
Amina.
I got a little Honda car at home. Honda automobile.
Niko na gari ndogo kule nyumbani.
My wife drove it.
Mke wangu anaendesha.
She said, I like this little Honda.
Akasema mimi napenda hata gari kidogo.
I said, well, it's yours then.
Nikamwambia hapana ni yako sasa.
But if one of my earthly brothers came to me,
na kama mmoja ndugu zangu tulozaliwa angekuja kwangu,
say I want that little Honda.
Na niambia atakia gari ndogo.
I'd probably say,
nikamwambia kwamba tafadhali unipe pesa. Kama unajua,
make a difference between my wife.
Nataka nikubautisha kati ya mke wangu na ndugu wangu.
Amen.
Amina.
And God has a wife for his son.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, God has chosen a wife
for his son. Okay. Mungu
amemchagulia
mwanawake mke wake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the wife and the brother not the same.
Sasa mke na
wandugu
si sawa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now my wife got brothers.
Amen.
Mke wangu ana ndugu zake.
But I didn't marry her brother.
Lakini mimi si kwa ndugu wake.
I married her.
Mimi ndio yeye.
Amen.
Amina.
Now when God looked at his family,
Mungu anapotazama familia yake,
within the family there are sons and daughters.
Katika familia kuna binti na kuna binti ama wanaume.
Within the family there are brothers and sisters.
Katika familia kuna dada na wandugu.
But when it comes to the wife of Christ,
lakini inapokuja kwa mke wa Kristo,
she's a Gentile bride.
Yeye ni mke wa wana wa mataifa.
Hallelujah.
Amina.
It doesn't mean that God has thrown the Jews away.
Haimaanishi kwamba Mungu anatupilia mbali Wayahudi.
They're still brethren.
Hao bado ni wandugu.
In the interpretation of the fifth seal,
katika sikiza tafsiri ya muhuri wa tano katika Nabii Yeremia.
That was one of the keys to it.
Hiyo ndio moja ya ufunguo wa kuingia pale.
Brother Brown said the servants, brethren, not the bride.
Brother Brown alisema kwamba wale ambao walikuwa chini ya madhabahu ni wandugu, si bibi harusi.
Because he said, I thought at one time those persecuted under the altar were the church that was slain in the dark ages.
Akasema wakati fulani alifikiria kwamba wale walio chini ya madhabahu walikuwa bibi harusi aliyeuawa wakati wa giza.
He said, but when he came and revealed it, it was so different.
Lakini anasema wakati yeye Mungu alipokuja alipofunua ikawa kumbe ni tofauti.
It was the Jews that was killed by Hitler and Eichmann.
Anasema kwamba ni Wayahudi ambao waliona Hitler na Eichmann.
That was the brethren.
Hao walikuwa ni wandugu wao.
Hallelujah. But there's a bride that's called by his name.
Lakini kuna bibi harusi ambaye anaitwa kwa jina lake. Hallelujah.
God loves that bride.
Na Mungu anapenda yule bibi harusi.
Amen.
Amina.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That bride is a Gentile bride.
Sasa bibi harusi ni mwana wa Kaya.
Amen.
Amina.
So I treat all my brothers and sisters well.
Mimi nawafanyia ndugu zangu na dada zangu vema.
But I treat my wife better.
Lakini namtendea mimi mke wangu tofauti na
Bwana.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amina.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 She's special to
me. Yeye ni maalumu sana kwangu.
Not just in relationship, family relationship, but she's my wife, she's part of.
Lakini katika mambo ya Biblia ya kifamilia ni mke wangu.
She's bone of my bone.
Yeye mfupa wa wangu.
Flesh of my flesh.
Nyama ya nyama zangu.
Spirit of my spirit.
Roho wa roho wangu.
And she has my very own mind.
Na ana nia zangu.
Amen.
Amen.
When I'm about to do something, she's already thinking about it.
Wakati anataka kufanya kitu ashajua ni kitu gani.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says that the bride will have the mind of Christ.
Now let's go back to our roots.
We'll all think alike.
Wote tutakuwa na ile nia.
Whatever Christ is thinking, that's what we're thinking.
Kila kitu anafikiria, amen. Tutakuwa na ile nia.
Direct our thoughts.
They need to find a ujumbe wa kutuelekeza huko.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God so loved the bride.
Mungu alipenda sana bibi harusi.
That he raised up a special apostle just for her.
Akaiwa tu mtume maalum mmoja kwa ajili ya bibi harusi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He brought the gospel that we're to be born now. Paul brought a gospel that we're to be born of.
Now, Paul akaleta injili ambayo kusudi tuzaliwe kwa hiyo.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm still speaking of being born again of the right seed.
Na bado ninazungumzia kuhusu kuzaliwa mara ya pili kwa mbegu inayofaa.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, to be of the right seed, someone has to beget you.
Na kuzaliwa kwa mbegu inayofaa lazima mtu fulani akuzae.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have been begotten by a message.
Tumezaliwa kwa ujumbe fulani.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And God raised Paul up. He introduced the bride to Christ.
Na Paulo akamtanguliza bibi harusi kwa Kristo.
Amen.
We'll get that later in just a bit. I'll tell you where it's at.
Tutaendelea baadaye lakini tutaelezea jinsi tutakapofika.
2 Corinthians 11:2.
Wakorintho wa pili 11:10.
He said, I have introduced you, espoused you.
Anasema kwamba nimewaposea nyinyi kwa
Mungu. As a chaste virgin to Christ.
Kama bikira aliyesafi kwa Kristo.
But here Satan beguiled Eve.
Na kama vile shetani alimdanganya Hawa.
That you'll be beguiled from the simplest that's in Christ.
Na nyinyi msiche mkadanganye kutoka kwa urahisi.
As the church went through the church ages.
Wakati nyakati kanisa pita katika nyakati za makanisa.
The very first church age.
Kanisa la kwanza, kizazi cha kwanza kanisa.
John wrote that you've fallen from your first love.
Iliandikwa kwamba mumeanguka kutoka upendo wenu wa kwanza.
And stayed away for 7 church ages.
Wakaenda kwa nyakati saba za makanisa wakasonga mbali.
Amen.
Amen.
But God has already introduced a true apostle Paul.
Lakini Mungu alikwishamtambulisha kupitia mtume Paulo.
And there is a wedding taking place.
Na kuna harusi ambayo inafanyika.
Just because that the Paul took place, it didn't cancel the wedding.
Na kwa sababu tu walikosea katika upendo, harusi haikutupiliwa mbali.
Amen.
Amen.
It just didn't happen in Paul's day.
Haikutendeka tu alipo hatu wa Paulo hipo tu.
Hallelujah, John saw the bride.
Lakini Yohana aliona bibi harusi.
Amen.
He's called the lamb's wife.
Na anaitwa mke wa mwana
kondoo.
Amen.
And when that right seed comes in us, which is the gospel of Paul.
Wakati ile mbegu nzuri inapoingia ndani yangu kuingia katika injili ya Paulo.
It begins to dehybrid the serpent nature
out. Inaanza kutoa ile mbegu ya nyoka ndani yetu.
Hallelujah. Amen. The serpent nature is going to be gone totally.
Sasa ya asili ya nyoka inaanza kuenda na kuanguka.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why we get a new body. Everything's gone.
Ndio kila kitu tutapata mwili mpya, kila kitu tutapata inaondoka.
Bible says, Jesus speaking,
Yes, and I'm happy to have said Yes, I can.
He said, the prince of this world came to me and found nothing in this.
Ati mtawala duniani kuja kwangu na hakupata chochote, hana nafasi ndani yangu.
Amen. By the word we dehybrid ourselves from all denominational religion.
Kwa sababu kuzaliwa na neno inatoa ile mbegu ya kuchanganya kimadhehebu.
Denominational religion is the serpent's religion.
Kwa sababu dini ya madhehebu ni dini ya nyoka.
Hallelujah. That's why he said, come out of her, my
people.
Kuzaliwa tena katika mbegu ifaa. Amen. Man fell away and been going by the wrong seed all the way.
Watu wanaanguka tu wanaenda na mbegu mbaya kila wakati.
But Christ came as the right seed.
Lakini Kristo akaja katika mbegu ya
ufahamu. And the Holy Ghost came within us.
Na Roho Mtakatifu akaja ndani yetu baadaye.
Amen. When the Holy Ghost comes in, he began to teach us.
Roho Mtakatifu alipoingia
anaanza kufundisha. He began to guide us.
Anaanza kutuongoza.
He begins to bring all things out of him.
Amen.
He makes us a new creature.
Amen.
He makes that new birth complete.
Hallelujah.
He has breathed that old serpent nature out.
Hallelujah.
Now when Satan comes to us, he can find nothing in us.
Amen.
Amen.
There's something we're to eat in this hour.
Kuna kitu cha kukula katika wakati huu.
That's given unto us by Christ.
Habari kimekabidhiwa kwetu na Kristo.
Amen. Amen. It couldn't been given in the church age.
Haiwezi kupeana katika nyakati za makanisa.
Because that tree of life was hid away in the paradise of God.
Kwa sababu mtu uzima ulikuwa umefichwa katika
paradise.
Amen. The tree of life in the book of life.
Sasa kitu mtu wa uzima katika kitabu cha matendo.
It's my acceptance of it. Lord, give me Aí os servos da Índia saindo.
Levando uma alegação para o pisa, para batizar.
Aí o ministry of God's finished.
Parecia muito com a América.
Then the voice spake again from heaven.
Amen. Saúde e vida na terra do Senhor Jesus.
And he said to John.
Gabriel Hanna.
Go take the little boy.
Essa última vez que eu vi.
Open in the hand of the angel.
Agora que eu fui ele com a América.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And John went up to the angel.
Ele olha que ele com a América.
Cried.
Amém, Cristo.
Amen.
Somewhere we got to get courage to walk up to Christ and say, give me the little
book. Quando eu falo assim, eu falo de tudo isso, mas Cristo me vê, me vê no que está
pior. We can't do it unless we got a 100% uncondemning conscience.
Na tunaweza fanya hivyo kama hatuwezi hukumiwa 100% katika
dhambi. Paul said in the book of Hebrews 10 chapter 8 that we should have no more conscience of sin.
Na Paul anasema katika Hebrews 10 kwamba mtendaji baada ya kutakaswa asiwe tena na hamu ya dhambi.
He took our sins and cast them far away from us.
Hallelujah.
Jesus took our sins.
Yesu aliondoa mizetu.
And he put his righteousness upon us.
Na kaweka haki yake juu yetu.
And he went to a cross as a sinner. Amen.
Amen.
Went to the cross as a sinner. Not
Amen. Alienda msalabani kama mtenda dhambi. Yesu.
And he didn't commit one sin.
Na hakutenda dhambi hata moja.
But he reached and got yours. He reached and got yours. He reached and got yours. He says this man's name's on the book. I'll take his sin. And he put him up on his
side.
Hallelujah. And went to the cross and died and paid for him. And you can't pay as he
did.
Amen. And when he done that, the righteousness that was his, he gave it to you. He gave it to you. He gave it to you. Notice being born again of the right seed. Humanity was born again of a mixed seed all the way through, from the flood on. See that, just before the flood, the sons of God, which was self-reliant, united with the Canaanites, they chose them women as many as they choose, the women of men. They hybrid the whole thing now. Amen. But here comes the Holy Ghost to dehydrate.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, no way out of here except to be born again. He said the whole thing's messed up now. He said everybody needs a new birth. Nicodemus said, can I enter the second time in my mother's
blood?
He said, you're talking carnality. He said, I'm talking about heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Nicodemus said, what do you mean?
Amen.
Amen. How can these things be? Well, I'm telling you today how these things can be. Let the Holy Ghost come into your heart, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 And you are led by the Spirit. Begin to hear the message. Begin to hear a word. It'll dehybrid all that stuff out of you that
thought.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Being born again of the righteousness.
Amen. Amen.
I tell you what, some getting in people. Amen.
Amen.
There's life in this word. There's life in the Spirit of God. Jesus said, I come that you might have life. And have it more abundantly. I'm reading verse 15 then.
Nasoma aya 15 sasa.
Paul, verse 14, Paul warned that his son.
Paul hapa anatuambia katika aya 14, sisi tu wana wake.
But notice verse 15.
Tambua aya 15.
For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many. Notice that, father. Yet you have not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you to the gospel.
Amen. Hamuna baba wengi. Mana mimi ndimi niliyewaza katika Kristo Yesu kwa njia ya injili.
Wherefore be ye followers of me, Paul said.
Basi na wasihi mlifuate mimi, asema Paulo.
And then another place he said, follow me as I follow the Lord.
Amen.
Now what we
found
out here, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Why is that? We got to have a new birth.
Lazima tuzaliwe mara ya pili.
That's the basis of Christianity.
You don't see what a Christo.
But then we got to be born of the right word.
Lazima tuzaliwe kwa neno lifaalo.
Amen. Amen. In Luther's days, they were born of a message of justification.
Wakati wa Luther, hawa lizaliwa ujumbe kwa sababu wa haki.
They were laid in the ground and went in.
Wakawekwa tu hapo chini wakaingia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With all the messengers. Amen, but the promise was restore us back to the beginning.
Lakini neno aliwa la kurejesha hadi mwanzo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And from the beginning, we go from there into the rapture.
Na kuanzia pale kwa mwanzo, kuna tokea hapo tukienda kwa kwenye kuzikwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul introduced the bride.
Paulo alimjulisha bibi harusi.
Let's read that.
Tusomeni.
Oh, we'll have it here. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and
it's
verse 2. Amen. I feel like it'd be good to get this right in there while we're on this. To show you, Paul introduced the young, beautiful virgin
birth. But
he didn't introduce her for her to stay a young virgin girl. He wanted her to become the very wife of Christ.
How come the Mr. Kamabikira msaji wa Bwana Yesu Kristo alikuwa anataka awe mke wa Bwana Yesu Kristo?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fifth chapter of Ephesians.
Sura tano ya Efeso.
Paul talked about how man and woman become one flesh. He said this is a great mystery. He said, but I'm speaking here of Christ and the church. Meaning that we're married to you, we come together, long of his own flesh. Long of his own flesh, he put his mind in us. He baptizes into his body. Make us a member of the body of Christ. Make us a member of one another.
Amen.
Make us members of one another. So that we are all together collectively as the bride.
Hallelujah.
Men and women, brothers and sisters, boys and girls. All whose names are in the book.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he comes and he gives his wife something to eat. Amen. He gives her the very best. The little broken honey. Amen. Pours a little honey on it. He said, this is going to make your stomach better, but let me put a little honey on it.
Amen.
Remember the story in the Bible.
Amen.
Where Jonathan saw a son in the Old Testament.
Amen.
Saul said, cursed be every man that eats before the battle is won.
Walipokuwa naenda kwa vita, Sauli akasema mtu yeyote atakayekula na alaaniwe. Lazima tumalize vita kwanza. Sikiza.
But Jonathan riding through the woods with some of his men.
Lakini Jonathan alipokuwa anatembea katika msituni polepole, sikiza.
And all of a sudden, honey began to drop out of the tree. Jonathan dipped his stick in the honey. And when he put the honey in
his
mouth, the mouth came open.
Amen. So when the man alipochukua sana kukula, macho yake kawa wazi sana kwa
nini?
Amen. Macho yake kafunguka sasa.
God give us some honey in our eyes, come on.
Amen.
Sometimes we preach for inspiration.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Sometimes we preach by letter. We open our mouth and let her fly.
Hallelujah.
I feel good, good, good. Now here's a beautiful young girl. Which is the early church.
Amen.
Not just the early church as a whole, but the Gentiles.
Acts
15 chapter, he says he takes out the Gentiles.
Amen.
People for his name's sake. So we are Gentiles and we're last.
Hallelujah.
Alright, it says here, for I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you. Oh, hallelujah, I want you to watch this. I don't know what you call it here in Kenya, but in the United States we call it engage.
Yeah.
When you, it's time, thank you. Okay, when you ask the girl married, you're engaged.
We don't pause it,
but you're not married to
her. We don't know about it.
See? Amen. That's what Paul did. He engaged our
spouse.
The church, amen, as a chest virgin.
Kama bikira msafi tu.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, there's no wife that's a virgin.
Hakuna mke aliyeolewa aliyebikira.
Because it takes the coming together of the act that God ordained to make them one.
Na kuna inagharimu ile tena ambayo Mungu aliamuru kufanya kuwa kitu kimoja.
That's what you call consummating the marriage.
Inamaanisha kumaliza katika kuingiza katika ndoa.
Yeah, in America,
kule Marekani,
if one get married, if a man and woman get married, and they can have it annulled prior to the time they come together.
Okay.
Have it annulled, cancel them.
Wanaweza kutupilia mbali yale mambo ya kuoana kama wanapita pamoja.
Because they're only married by the letter of the word. Only married by the letter, by the
like. Oh, wameoana tu kwa sababu ya andiko ama cheti ama kitu kama hicho.
Amen. The vow's been pronounced, but they ain't gone on the honeymoon yet.
Lakini wameatangaza, lakini hawajaenda katika kuungana.
Still a virgin.
Bado ni bikira.
Amen. But when the honeymoon's over, they come back as man and wife.
Lakini wanapotoka kwa kuungana, ni mume na mke sasa.
Praise God. She and him has become one flesh.
Yeye na huyo wamekuwa mwili mmoja.
Amen. Through the act that God ordained.
Hiyo ndio pia kupitia tena na Mungu aliamrisha. Watu nimalize hii kwanza.
Amen. For I tell so you the God just for I have espoused you to one husband, what? That I may present you. She hasn't been presented yet. Mm-hmm. That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Mm-hmm. Kwa kuwa nalimakosa mme mmoja ili nimletee Kristo bikira safi. Hakuwa amekabidhiwa Kristo.
Amen. Now we hear the word bride spoken out loud.
Tunasikia neno bibi harusi kinao kila wakati.
And we hear the word wife spoken out.
What?
Bride and wife.
Mke na
bibi. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mke na bibi harusi.
Bride and wife. So the question sometimes I ask, is it the same thing, bride and wife? Amen. Now, bride can be just before the marriage or just after. But when they consummate the marriage, then that is that man's wife. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what John saw with the lamb. Why has made herself
ready? Well, Yohana, mke wa mwanakondoo amejifanya kuwa tayari.
Not the espoused bride.
Sio bibi ya mwanakondoo, walikuwa ni mke sasa.
They had already come together.
Walikuwa washaungana.
And that's what we're doing today. We're
doing it together.
Hallelujah. Then we become one spirit.
Tunakuwa roho moja.
The Bible says, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Thank you,
amen.
One spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then Paul continued the same thing in Ephesians 5. That's where he says that we become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. This is the great mystery, but I'm
speaking of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
So the church comes through the church age
as well.
They were espoused all the way through.
Sikiza, katika nyakati zao za makanisa walikuwa wamepozwa tu, wamepozwa tu.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
Brother Brown said he was flirting with her then. Brother Brown said he was flirting with her all through the church age. Flirting, at least making, talking sweet messages to her.
My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, he was burned. The word, Brother Brown used the word burned. That's when a boy, a girl, you know, you go, somebody trying to flirt with you, you know. In other words, hey, yeah, how you doing?
Oh, yeah, okay, all right. Hey,
hey, it's good to see you. I've been thinking about you all day. You know, first, but at the end time, he marries her.
Amen.
The you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. The girl, we'll say, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. She'll say, really? Do you mean that? We'll say, why, sure I mean
that.
We're flirting with her. But once we marry her, she's ours. And we should keep on telling her she's the best looking woman. She's still looking good, doesn't she? Once the wedding takes place, they go on their way.
Wakati fulani wanasema ni mzuri mzuri, lakini baada ya harusi wanasema hawasemi mimi nilikuwa nasema mama.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. Amen.
Amen.
But we should keep on giving them gifts.
Lakini nataka tuendelee kuwapa vipawa.
We should keep on letting them know we appreciate them.
Muendelee kuwafanya wajue tuwafurahie.
And even more so.
Na zaidi ya yote.
Christ, he tells us he appreciates them.
Kristo anatuambia anatufurahia.
He took away all our sins.
Alitoa dhambi zetu zote.
Amen. He clothed us in his righteousness.
Akatuweka akatuita haki yake.
Amen.
And he baptizes us into his body.
Na anatubatiza katika mwili wake.
Hallelujah. The Bible says by one spirit we're all baptized into one body.
Biblia inatuambia kwamba kwa roho moja tumebatizwa katika mwili wake.
Not only does he do that, he translates us. He translates us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
Bwana anatuhamisha kutoka ufalme wa giza anatuhamisha hadi kwa ufalme wa mwanga.
So we've been born to the right birth and we got translated. Tells me.
I'm
not quite there yet, but I'm talking about the inner man.
I love him, but I hope you
will.
Give
me a lot of
good. You
don't want to win up.
Amen.
This inner
man
gets
feeling good, it flows through the oil.
Amen.
David said it makes me want to run through a
tree
and leap over a wall.
In a fight, in a second, you book a mutton, you book a
wooden. Amen.
Amen.
If the Spirit of God got a hold of Philip down in the desert, after baptizing
eunuch,
he said it would be a long walk back to town. He said, Lord, I believe I'll fly. God said, just go right ahead. You give a jump, I'll take over. The Bible said he was found speaking in another
tongue.
He didn't take an airplane ride, he took a plane
airline.
Amen. That's what God can do for us. He's taking us on the ride today.
Buckle
for your seatbelts, he's taking us places.
Amen.
Amen.
But why do we hit turbines and get like that? My wife say, I'm getting scared. My wife say, I'm getting scared.
No, what about you?
I'm enjoying this.
Amen.
Amen. God's taking us for a ride.
Mungu anatuendesha.
That's a ride, and his plane is the Word of God. But everyone get on this plane has to have a new birth.
Kila mtu atakampangua lazima azaliwe upya.
They gotta be born to the right gospel.
Lazima wazaliwe kwa injili inayofaa.
Amen. They gotta take on the name of Jesus Christ.
Lazima watoe jina la Bwana Yesu Kristo.
Amen. They gotta let the word of God dehydrate all the unsaved.
Lazima neno la Mungu liondoe ile uchafu wote mchanganyiko.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Bert says he has joined the Lord in one spirit.
Neno la kwamba yule mwenye Bwana ni roho moja.
Then over in Ephesians chapter 5. We become born of his own flesh and
blood.
That takes place when the dead's raised and we're chained. Amen.
Asema kwamba Biblia inasema kwamba tunapounganika na Bwana tunakuwa roho moja. Lakini katika Efeso inasema tunakuwa mwili mmoja na mfupa mmoja, na hiyo itafanyika wakati wa kubadilishwa kwa mwili wetu.
Amen.
Amina.
Okay, I'm getting these, man. I'm getting wound up, man.
Nimeanza kupata.
Amen.
Amina.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. One of these days, God's going to give us the perfect language
anyway.
Amen. Now we got a perfect language spiritually.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He gives us his mind. Gives us his spirit.
Amen. Anatupa roho wake.
He makes a tone of his bone, flesh of his flesh.
Amen. Anatupa mfupa yake na nyama ya mwili wake pia.
John says he even give us a body like unto his own.
Amen. John anasema anatupa mwili kama mwili wake utukufu.
First chapter. Hii
ni waraka wa kwanza sura ya tatu.
Amen. Now we got a spirit like his.
Tuna roho kama yake.
Our spirit and his joined together become one.
Yule wanaungana bwana amekuwa kitu kimoja.
Now we become bone of his bone.
Tunakuwa mfupa mfupa yake.
Flesh of his flesh.
Anatupa nia yake.
He baptizes us into the body.
Anatupatiza katika mwili wake.
He translates us out of the kingdom of God.
Anatuhamisha kutoka katika ufalme wa giza na kutoka nuru.
He clothes us with his own righteousness.
Anatuvalisha haki yake.
He takes us home on a honeymoon.
Alafu anatupeleka nyumbani kwa fungate.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll go sailing away on the cloud.
We're going to be fast to pick up our wings.
While the tribulation goes in here.
You know what I
got
to
do?
Amen.
Amen. We got to get out of here so two empty prophets can get here.
Lazima tuondoke hapa mapema.
Brother John says the very time the rapture takes place, the spirit of Paul wants some prophets in Israel. Hallelujah. When the rapture takes place, the spirit of all on two prophets in Israel.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We'll go up there and enjoy the great blessings.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Amen.
Isn't it good?
Amen.
Amen. We'll sail away home for about 7 years. And then the two prophets come to Israel, they'll have a meeting over there.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 Isn't the Lord good?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Having sex thoughts on the 70 week of Daniel one time. Amen. And then one brother Brown's son said, go back and listen at the original message. Said brother Brown only preached one message on the 70 week of Daniel. He said he took it in three parts. But one of them is entitled the 70th week of Daniel. He said, on that, whatever he said, that's the way it is. And somebody said, well, how come somebody said he said 3.5 years? He said he only answered the question. How long is it? How long did the two prophets prophesy? He said 3.5 years. Then another question said, how long is the tribulation?
Na maandikira kwa swali la dini kubwa itakwenda kama gani?
He said that you come close together.
Lakini sasa ukichukua kwenye pamoja.
The two prophets from the first thought, and the whole thing makes seven.
Excuse me. Zikikuwa aliulizwa atakuwa miaka mingapi, akasema miaka mitatu na nusu. Akasema na manabii wale wawili watatabiri miaka mingapi? Miaka mitatu na nusu. Ukiweka yote pamoja, miaka saba.
Thank you. Amen. All right. Then you take the word from there. Amen. And the word's always right.
Ukichukua neno neno kila wakati ni kweli.
Amen.
Amina.
My wife, I gave my wife before we started going together.
Kabla tujaanza kwenda pamoja,
the seventh seal book.
Nilimpa mara ya kwanza kitabu cha mihuri.
And she has heard some of the tapes.
Na amesikiza kanda.
And she listened to the tapes and read the book.
Akasikiza kanda, akasoma vitabu.
She said, how come Brother Brown said 3.5 over here? And over here he said 7.
Kwa nini Brother Brown alisema miaka mitatu na nusu na hapa akasema 7?
Well, all you got to do is go back to the original message.
Kamwambia hata kule ujumbe aliyohubiri utapata alisema nini?
Because he answered questions.
Kwa sababu hapa alikuwa anajibu maswali.
Amen. Brother Brown's son said, you have to stack a question. It is written, yeah, 3.5 years.
Maswali, asama, nasoma tu maswali.
It is tribulation 3.5 years or 7. It's 3.5.
Sama,
yeah, he said he lied. You know, he didn't say here what he did. He answered the question that was asked. But then, as Brother Brown always said, go back to the original. There's only one seal he's preached on. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 But the bride, she's born of the message. Paul said, I've begotten you.
Amezaliwa kwa ujumbe, ambio kwamba nimewazaa nini?
A spiritual birth.
Kuzaliwa kwa kiroho.
He said, I am the apostle to the Gentiles.
Akisema mimi ni mtume wa wana mataifa.
Amen. He wrote 13 books for us.
Akawaandikia vitabu 13.
And every word of God is true and it's wonderful.
Kila neno la Mungu ni kweli na ni ajabu.
But there are 13 books for us Gentiles especially.
Kuna vitabu 14 hasa sana kwa wana mataifa nyinyi.
And we draw from all the other books of the Bible.
Na tunaona nyingine yote kutoka kwa vitabu vingine vya Biblia.
I like the book of Daniel.
Napenda kitabu cha Daniel.
I like the book of Genesis.
Napenda kitabu cha Mwanzo.
I like this one. I like that one.
Napenda kile kingine.
I like Job.
Napenda Ayubu.
Amen. But when it comes to the doctrine and things of the church,
lakini napokuja kwa mafundisho ya kanisa,
Brother Brown said Moses wrote the law, but Paul wrote for the church.
Yeah. Brother Brown said that when Musa aliandika Torati, akamalakale, Paul akaandika kwa agano jipya.
Amen.
There's a Gentile bride.
Really did it on a mataifa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me read that translation.
Yeah, it was so many tafsiri.
Amen. My wife said I preached way over an hour this morning, out of an hour and a half. So I got excited. Amen. Went all that time. And I forgot one time my brother was in church informing you I go. He had to grab me by the arm. Wait. Amen.
Amen.
So let's go to Colossians chapter 1.
We're going to go up on the side of the square.
I believe we'll get verse 12 and 13. Amen. Now you can officially claim your translation.
Unaweza kupanda katika kuhamishwa kwako.
But you're only claiming translation of the inner man.
Yeah, yule mtu wa ndani ndio anaweza kuhamishwa sasa.
And because the inner man translated, it guarantees the outer man translation.
Amen.
Kwa sababu yule mtu wa ndani ndio akihamishwa, wao ndio atahamishwa pia.
Amen.
All right, let's read it now.
Amen. Wakolosai kwanza 12.
In Colossians chapter let's read 12 and 13.
12-13 wa Kolosai sura ya kwanza.
It says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of light, of the inheritance of the saints in light.
Mkimshukuru Baba aliyewastahilisha kupokea sehemu ya urithi wa watakatifu katika nuru.
Amen. Now notice we are counted meet to be inheritance of the saints with the saints of light.
Maana kwamba tunapata urithi wa Mungu katika nuru.
Now watch what he said.
Sikia
Who had?
Yule aliye.
Delivered us from the powers of darkness. Now watch. And has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son.
Akatuhamisha na kutuingiza katika ufalme wa mwana wake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see, we've been born again.
Of
the word. Of the word for this day and hour.
Katika siku hii na wakati huu.
Amen.
Amina.
I preach in a church over here in Uganda.
Nilihubiri kule wakati fulani kule Uganda.
It's called the Speckled Bird Church.
Inaitwa ndege, kanisa la ndege wa madoa doa. Speckled.
And it's close to Lake Victoria, which is one of the largest freshwater lakes in the world.
Ambayo iko karibu na ziwa Victoria ambayo ni ziwa la pili katika ukubwa ambayo iko na maji.
But the Nile River starts right there and runs right out and goes 4,000 miles into the Mediterranean.
Na maji inatoka pale katika ziwa Victoria inaanzia asili yake pale inateremka mpaka ziwa la Mediterranean.
It takes 3 months for the water to get there.
Nasikia? Maji kitoka pale la Victoria inachukua miezi mitatu kufika kwa ziwa kule juu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I typed today as Brother Brown's message being like the Lake Victoria.
Na sasa nami nikasema isikizeni. Nikatoa mfano kwamba ujumbe wa Brown ni kama ziwa Victoria.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But that same water keeps on running.
Lakini yale maji yale ni lazima itoke iendelee kwenda hata kama itachukua miezi mitatu. Unaona? Haya maji yanapita juu wakati mwingine inapiga kona.
And it goes around curves.
Inapita kona hivi na anguka chini.
But it never changed water.
Lakini hiyo maji haibadiliki.
Again, the flow of that water, flow in Revelation.
Amen.
A new revelation every day. Not a revelation that takes us out of the river. But a revelation makes us enjoy the river.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the same water all the way through. Just different stages on.
Ni hatua tu ya tofauti pengine baada ya mwezi mmoja au miezi miwili.
Bwana
asifiwe.
They built a big dam, but when it got full, it started running over and kept on going.
Wakatengeneza damu kubwa ya maji lakini kilijaa inavunja na kuendelea
mbele.
Amen.
You can't dam this up and stop it.
Huwezi kufungia pamoja nyota saba zile.
Amen. You stop up the creek, it'll run over.
Ukijaribu kufungia sasa sisi na aina hii inaruka juu inaendelea.
We're going back to the Mediterranean.
Tunarudi mahali tulikuwa kabla ya misingi ya
dunia.
Haya tuna Mungu.
And we hear a call.
Alafu tunasikia mwito.
He's calling us home.
Anatuita tena nyumbani.
Where's our home? Back to the word.
Rudini kwa neno, rudini kwa neno.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, have we been born again?
Yes,
we've been born in every revelation God gave
us.
I'm glad I was born out of the Lutheran message.
Nashukuru kwamba nilizaliwa kwa ujumbe wa Luther.
But we didn't throw it away. We took it and got another step up the ladder.
Lakini baadaye tukachukua hatua nyingine juu ya ngazi tukapata.
We took the Wesleyan letter, message.
Tukachukua hatua ya Wesley.
He got birthed into the next ring.
Alafu kazaliwa katika ujumbe ule ufuate.
Amen. On top of the stairs we meet Jesus.
Lakini sasa juu ya ile ngazi tunakutana na Yesu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
How many say we by one spirit we're baptized into one heart? How many say he?
Okay. Ni wangapi wanaokuwa katika roho moja tumebatizwa katika mwili mmoja?
Amen. And when we get baptized into one body, he gives us one man.
Tunapotoka mwili mmoja tunapewa nia moja.
The 15th chapter of the book of Romans.
Sura 15 ya kitabu cha Warumi.
The Bible says them having one mind and one mouth.
Amen.
One mind and one mouth. Let me read that.
That's
Romans. The 15th chapter.
Sura 15 ya Warumi. Nia moja. Kino kimoja.
I believe that verse 4. You see.
Amen.
Ain't the word good?
Amen.
Turn to me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God.
I'm enjoying the great things of God.
Amen.
Verse 6?
Yes.
Okay, it's verse 6. Amen. All right. Let us stand and read it, Father, will you?
Read it real good.
Right. Let's do this first scripture. Let me enjoy it a little bit.
Why did I even pray? I don't care.
Ili kwa moyo mmoja, kwa kinywa kimoja, mpate kumtukuza Mungu, Baba wa Mwana wetu Yesu Kristo.
Amen. Now, let's read it in English. Yeah. You read it in English.
This is for you.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. That's all right. But listen at the words. It's a sign just in time.
Verse 6. That you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. One mind.
Nia moja.
One mouth.
Kinywa kimoja.
Because a word is a thought expressed.
Kwa sababu neno ni wazo likielezwa.
Are you glad you're born into the present day truth?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now Paul got us engaged, but that don't finish
it.
The ultimate fulfillment of the work is us being married to Christ.
That's
bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. One man, one
mind.
We are baptized into one
body.
Translated.
Tumehamishwa.
Hallelujah. With eternal life. You've been dead and your life hid with God in Christ. Amen.
He lives
his life now through you. And the wife is expressing the husband.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You folks enjoy this word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, God bless you. I've enjoyed being here at these services.
No, I'm going to kill him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We may have to come back again.
Service on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I love it. Don't you? Praise God. Hallelujah. How many says now, being born of the right seed?
You want that one on a kuzariwa kwa mbegu ifaayo.
Amen. We're not born of a denominational seed. You know what like a denomination? Man's ideas mixed with the word. It half-reads and brings forth death. So God sends the pure word back again.
And
he half-reads all that old nature out of
you.
So that you, there will not be a bit of smell of denomination about
it.
Amen.
Amen.
We're one in Christ.
To one in Christ.
Where's Christ's mouth at?
Right here.
Where's his mind at? Right here.
Mdomo wa Kristo kwa hapa yuko hapa. Kichwa akili yake kwa hapa.
We speak with one mind.
Tunena na nia moja.
And one mouth.
Na kitu kimoja.
And it's Christ doing the speaking.
Na ni Kristo ananena.
Amen. Is that right? There's a ministry coming together. And as the ministry come together, the whole church see it line up, and they're part of it.
Amen.
The only thing about the ministry is the heart of the Bible. The ministry is the male part of the body.
Hallelujah.
The rest of the body is the feminine part of the body. The rest of the body is the feminine part.
Hallelujah.
Which makes us one. And then that's why it goes to John and says, give me the little book. It's the body totally united. The ministry and the church all one. And Paul said this. He said, when this happens, we get a one man. Get on one map. He said, we're no longer going to be tossed to and
fro.
Hallelujah. Because we'll all believe the same, we'll all think the same, we'll all preach the same. And we'll all be so in love with Jesus, we don't want to do anything differently. And we recognize each other as being members of the same body. Joel said we're not going to be gouging each other with the sword.
But
we're going to love one another. Amen. We're going to appreciate each other. And we're going to tell each other, I appreciate you, brother.
Amen.
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 There's a
difference
on beyond. Amen. Amen. We were in the Philippines ministering the word of God. We had a big citywide meeting, about 100 ministries come. We had the ministerial meeting. We talked, and every concern they had was answered. We had two services. We had from 8 in the morning to 12. Now this was just the ministry. Then we came back about 1:30 or 2 and saved about 4. And when we walked out of that, we were all walking out shoulder to shoulder. I said, now, brethren, let's go take Philippines for God. Amen. Let's take Kenya for God.
Amen.
Not just, what's the name of this town? Eldor. Not just Eldor, but all over.
Amen.
Amen. I did something this morning before the morning service that I heard Brother Brown say he did one time. I said, Lord, would you like to speak to me from the Word? And I held my Bible and just fell over my scripture. And that scripture was that God appeared, the Lord appeared to him in the night vision. And says, Paul, fear not. Hold not thy peace. Because I have much people in this city. Praise God. I believe there's enough people in this city. Amen. To make a difference. Praise God.
Amen.
The only thing is get the one man. And Isaiah, I've got to close. Tell me to shut up. Isaiah says we'll all flow together. In other words, God don't have to drag us together kicking, screaming, and hollering. And the same book will flow together. As we flow down the river to home. That has been a flowing together in these meetings. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. you, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Lord.
We magnify your presence, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, because you are
God.
Thank you, Father, because you are God. Thank you, Father, because you are God. Thank you, Father, because you are God. Father, we see you doing it all now. The way you did in the day of prayer, Father. You came down our chains, Father. You divided your son, Father. You would call your son loose, Lord. You divided your son, Father.
Thank you. jambo kuu sana. Kuja kupiga hiyo na
Thank you.